Tonight's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmuel Osher Ben Avim Ava. Tehei Nishmasa Yisrura B'tzvar HaChayim. This Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim, is also Chav Dalet Shvat. Chav Dalet Shvat is a very special day. Not too many know about Chav Dalet Shvat. Chav Dalet Shvat is mentioned in Tanakh. In fact, it's the only time that Shvat is mentioned by name. The Navi Zechariah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, begins a prophecy that spans a few chapters, including the famous Chanukah Haftorah, Roni v'Simchi Bastion, the Haftorah of Prozois Teshev Yerushalayim, Kinicham Hashem Tzion, Uvochar Oid Birushalayim. All that was said on Chav Dalet Shvat, till Perek Zayin. From Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, until Perek Zayin, where it seems was all said on Chav Dalet Shvat. B'yoyim esrim v'arbo'a la'ashte osar chaydesh hu chaydesh shivot. And we know whenever a nevuah is mentioned, whenever we are told a date that a nevuah takes place, that it has to do with that date, otherwise we wouldn't know about the date. Most prophecies are not dated. We don't know when they happen. This one is dated. And this is a very joyous, comforting prophecy. And it's about Hashem taking revenge from the Goyim for what they did to Yerushalayim. Kinesi l'Yerushalayim u'l'tzion kino gedoyla v'ketzev godla nikoytzev al ha-goyim ha-sha'ananim. I'm going to let out my anger on the Goyim who sit complacently and enjoy themselves. Ha-sha'ani kotzafti ma'ot v'heima ozru l'ro. V'ochein koyama Hashem shafti l'Yerushalayim b'rachamim. V'nicham Hashem oid es tzion. The question is, why was Shvat Zoche to be the month that this prophecy be said in? Obviously, the prophecy, this joyous prophecy and this comforting prophecy is connected to Shvat and to the end of Shvat, because we see this happen on Chav Dalet Shvat. Being that this Shabbos is Chav Dalet Shvat and everything is Be'ashgocha Protis, there are no coincidences. So what is the connection between Mishpatim, Shabbos Mevorchim Ador? This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim Ador Aleph, Ador Rishon, the month of Purim, or the month of Purim Katan, we should say, but it's really one, because the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah in Megillah tells us, Ein Bein Ador HaRishon LaAdor HaSheni. There is no difference between the first and the second Ador Ella. Kriyas HaMegillah U'matanos La'avyonim, as Mepharshim, as the Sfarim elaborate, that otherwise they are one and the same. Mishanichnas Ador Marben B'Simcha does not start on Ador Sheni. It starts already now. It starts Ador Aleph, Ador Rishon. In fact, there are Sfarim that say that Shabbos Mishpatim, Shabbos Mevarchim, Ador Rishon, we feel the Kedusha of Shkolim, even though Parshas Shkolim is not really for another month, which is the introduction to Ador Sheni. In a normal year, it's the introduction to Ador. This year, it's the introduction to Ador Sheni. But being that normally Mishpatim, which is Shabbos Mevarchim, Ador, when it's only one Ador, is also Shkolim, you already feel the Svarim, right? The Kedusha of Shabbos Shkolim in a year like this as well. It's also the siyum, the completion of the weeks of Shovavim. Although in a leap year there's another 2 weeks. But the real Shovavim comes to a conclusion this week. What's the connection between the siyum of Shovavim, Shabbos Mevorchim Ador Rishon, Parshas Mishpatim, and the Haftorah this week, which we only read when it's a leap year? The Haftorah of Mishpatim normally is Shkolim. This year, because it's a leap year, we read Yirmiyah Lamed Dalet, which begins, Hadover Ashahoya El Yirmiyahu Me'ez Hashem Achrei Krois HaMelech Tzidkiyahu Bris Es Kol Ha'om Asher Birushalayim Likroi Lohem Deror. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu after Sidkiyahu, who was the last king of Malchei Beis David, Leis Ata, enters Klal Yisrael into a covenant, and the pasuk stresses the people that are in Yerushalayim, Likroi Lohem Deroer, to proclaim emancipation, similar to what the pasuk says by the Yovel, Ukrosem Deroer Baoretz Lachol Yoshevehu. The word Deroer means freedom, emancipation. The shofar that was blown in the Yovel year is Ukrosem Deroer Baoretz Lachol Yoshevehu. And that's what this Haftorah speaks about. This Haftorah speaks about the mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim, which they were lax in, and Sidkiyahu tries to strengthen the mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim, that Avodim should go free after 7 years. They weren't keeping to these halachas, as Mefarshim discuss on this perek. And it ends off, Koyomar Hashem, the famous pasukim, Lo brisi yoimam v'loyla chukos shamayim v'oretz loisanti. If not for my bris, I never would have created the world, which refers to the Torah itself, or Bris Milah, different mitzvahs that this pasuk is referring to, and the Haftorah ends, Ki oshiv es shvusam v'richam tim. And the connection to the parasha is clearly the first mitzvah in Mishpatim. The first mitzvah of the Mishpatim in Ve'eila ha-Mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem is Ki sikna eved ivri. The eved ivri who works for 6 years, and on the seventh year he goes free. But there's also an Eved Ivri who doesn't want to go free. He says, "Hafti es adoini es ishti v'es bonai." Only an Eved Ivri is mutter to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. Not so much because of his elevated status, on the contrary, because he's so low, he has fallen so low, he has stolen and he's been sold into slavery as a result, or he sold himself into slavery because he's poor, ki yamach achicha imach, v'nim karlach. Says the Torah that if he wants to stay after the 6 years are up, because he says, "O hafti es adoni v'es ishti v'es bonoi loy etzei chavshi," I don't want to go out free. So we bring him v'higishay adonav el ha'elohim v'higishay el hadeles oy el hamezuzah. He has to go to the doorpost where he has his ear pierced. V'rotza adonav es oznei b'matzeya v'avodoi le'olam. Literally means he works forever. That's it. He's an Eved Olam. Come Chazal and tell us not that way. Chazal tell us that until the Yovel year, until the year of Deror, Ukrosem Deror Ba'oretz, he remains a slave. But when Yovel arrives, he is free. That means Yovel is so powerful that it frees even such a person. We mentioned this in previous years. This is the lowest Jew possible. The lowest Jew possible, the Eved who marries a shivcha, who wants to stay that way, he doesn't even want to go out free, like those who didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim by Makas Choshech. Ba'avodai lo'olam. But what does lo'olam mean? Yovel, as Rashi brings here, Olamoy shel Yovel, as the pasuk says in Parashas Behar, Ve'ish el mishpachtoi toshuvu, means everyone comes back. Lo yidach mimenu nidach. Everyone has a tikkun, and that tikkun takes place in the Yovel in the 50th year, in the Shnas HaChamishim. Even a yid like this, there is hope for. The Harbe Imoy Fidus, the words Va'avadoi Le'olam, we know in the rules of Gematria, a mem sofis is equal to 600. A mem is 40, but a mem sofis is 600. So Va'avadoi Le'olam is B'Gematria V'Harbe Imoy Fidus. There's pedus, there's redemption, there's tikkun, even for a yid like the Eved Ivri, the Eved Nirtza. And he too is included in the Ameich Kulam Tzadikim. Eved Nirtza is B'gematria of Ameich Kulam Tzadikim. The Avodai Le'olam, with the Mem Sofis equal to 600, is equal to Hashiveni Hashem Eilecha V'Noshuva. That even such a yid can do tshuva. And that's Adar. Adar, especially this year when we have two, Hashem gives us an opportunity twice. As the Sar Sholem of Belz mentioned previous week, said that if a Jew did not rectify his chatoyim in Chodesh Elul, he says this on the pasuk, ki lulei hismamonu, ki atoshavnu ze pa'amoyim. Lulei is oisius Elul. Ki lulei hismamonu, that if we tarried, if we delayed tshuva in the month of Elul, which really means Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well, We have a way out. We can do tshuva when ze pa'amoyim. Ze is equal to 12, the 12th month. is twice, meaning Adar. When there's an Adar Aleph and there's an Adar Sheni, it has in it the effect of Elul. In fact, Adar and Elul are really one and the same. What Elul is at the end of the year from Tishrei, Adar is at the end of the year from Nisan. Elul is Rosh Hashanah, Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanos L'Evyoinim, as the Svarim say, Adar is the month of Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanos L'Evyoinim. In Elul we blow Shofar, and Adar we read the Megillah, and the Megillah has the same effect as the Shofar. In a year like this, we have two Adars. Twice the pasuk says here, v'higishoy adonav el ha'elohim, v'higishoy el hadeles. Two times v'higishoy. One hagasha, and if that doesn't work, another hagasha. Adar Rishon, Adar Shein. We have two Purims this year. We have a Purim Katan, and we have a Purim Gadol. V'higishoy is b'gematria Purim. Twice v'higishoy. Two times Purim. Purim Katan, Purim Gadol, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheini. Adar is Oisiyos Eireid, ki Eireid Imcha Mitzrayma. Hester Panim, v'anoichi Haster Astir. We know that the Gemara says, Esther min Atarim minayin shenema, v'anoichi Haster Astir Panai. Hester b'toich Hester. It means when you have Adar, two Adars, means that such a Jew, we're talking about a Jew, that one Adar is not even enough. A Yid that is Hester B'toich Hester, not only is he sold into slavery, not only does he work 6 years, he wants to work another few, he wants to still stay. Is there a tikkun for a Yid like that? Says the Torah, yes. Is there a tikkun for everyone? Hagam, he says, O hafti es adoini es ishti v'es bono, he says, loy eitzei chofshi, I don't want to go out free. So Mordechai HaTzadik, Mordechai is Mordoror. Mordechai is the neshama of Yovel, the neshama of Mashiach. Mordechai is mesakein every yid, even the lowest. And it begins already now. It begins Adar Aleph. It begins in the month of Purim Katan. Mordechai was called Psachya, as the Mishnah says in Shkolim, because he opened up new avenues, new tunnels, as the Chazal tell us, Machteres, in this week's parasha, Baba Machteres, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new doorways, back door, back ways for those who can't get in the normal way, new ways, new opportunities, new drachim, so that everyone can be able to enter, as we read in the first Mishnah of Megillah. Megillah Nikreis, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalet, B'tesvav. And it's interesting, the Mishnah mentions the 11th and the 12th, before it mentions the actual days of Purim, which is the 14th and the 15th. And who are the ones that read the Megillah on the 11th and the 12th and the 13th? The Kfarim, the villagers. Elah shehakfarim makdim in liyayim haknisa. The Kfarim, those, as the Pri Tzadik says, the Lublina, the Tzadik HaKayan writes, the Kfarim are the Pchusim, the lower level Jews. The Amei Ha'aretz, the Pshutim, the Pchusim, the Nechsholim, the Neflotim min Ha'onon. And they're mentioned first in the Mishnah, just like in the first Pasuk of the Megillah, Vayihi b'mei Achashveirosh. The word Achashveirosh, the Medrash says, is Achris v'Reishis. That means we mentioned the Achris before the Reishis. Who's the Achris? Those are the last Jews. The Jews that are at the end. Adar is the last month of the year. It's the last month of the Machane Don. Teves Shvat Adar. The Achris, those are the Jews that are affected by Haman ben Hamdasa ha'Agogi. Haman ben Hamdasa ha'Agogi is Begematria Achris. Purim is mitzvah number 619 of all the mitzvahs. Acharis is Begematria 619. Purim is the mitzvah for the Acharis, for the lowest Jews that are affected by Amalek, by Haman ben Hamadasa ha'Agogi. And in the Megillah, Achashveirosh, which is a compound of Acharis Reishis, the Acharis is before the Reishis. Like in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph is mentioned before Tesvav. Vayihi b'mei Achashveirosh is b'gematria Megillah Nikreis b'Yud Aleph b'Yud Beis b'Yud Gimel b'Yud Aleph b'Tesvav. And in Parshas Mishpatim, which is the Shabbos that takes us into Chodesh Adar, the Acharis Jew is mentioned first, the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is mentioned at the beginning of the Parsha and Moshe Rabbeinu at the end. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Reishis. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest neshama, Vayah Reishis Loi, in the last pasuk, Vayavoy Moshe b'soich he'onon, Vayihi Moshe b'hor arboim yoyim v'arboim laila. Here we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. In the first part of the parasha, we talk about the Eved Ivri, the person who's only interested in Taivas Olam Hazeh. he too can be connected to Reishis, to Bereishis. Ki sikna Eved Ivri is begamatria Bereishis. That even the Eved Ivri can be zeichet to connect to Reishis, even though he's Acharis. Acharis Bereishis Shaloi. And that's the tremendous Ha'ara of Purim, which this year we have 2 months of it. The tremendous Ha'ara of the Shah Hanun, of the Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma. Haman wanted to instill, like Amalek, instill in Klal Yisrael, the Shah Hanun of Tumah, which the Shah Hanun of Tumah is Kfira and Minus Kfira and Taivas Olam Hazeh, which is what the Chait Bedakas, the Chait of those who tended the party by Achashverosh, those who were Nehenu Misudosai Shaloisai Rosh, similar to the Eved who says, "Ohafti es ishti es adoyni v'es loy eitzei chavshi." I don't want to go out. I enjoy my situation. Those who went to the party, that whole party was a celebration of remaining in Golus, because Achashverosh calculated. He calculated wrong, but according to his miscalculation, there's not going to be a geula. So that's Yiyush. Whoever went to that party, even if they didn't mean it, but going to the party, the Chilul Hashem at that party was attending a party which the whole purpose of that party was to celebrate what Achashverosh believes to be the Yiyush, that there is no hope. We know Yesh Tikva. And he said, Ein Tikva. There's no hope. There's not going to be a geula. You may as well just live and eat and drink and be merry, which is what the Kofrim say. And Purim was a tikkun for those Jews who went to the party, even though they went. Here too, even though the Eved says, "Ohavti as Adoni as Ishti," v'im Omar Yoimar Ha'Eved, and he says it over and over again, v'im Omar Yoimar Ha'Eved is begamatria Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma. This is what Haman wanted to instill in Klal Yisrael, the Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Amma. He wanted to instill the Shar Hanun of Tumah. I'm Purim with the Nahapaychu Asha Yishlitu Ayyudim, we were Zaycha to the Shah Hanun of Kedusha, which is Amuna, which is Lamaila Min Hadas, that's Adalo Yoda. In Zohar, in Sifrei Kabbalah, it's called the Reisha Deloy Is Yada. That's the Gulgoyles, that's higher than the Moyach. Ador is Rosh HaTevis, Reisha Deloy Is Yada. Ador is the last month, it corresponds to the last time in history, Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Ekev of time, the lowest Jews, the Jews that have Mesiras Nefesh, the Jews that have Emunah, even in a time like now when there's so much Hester upon them, Hester, Besoich, Hester, V'anoichi, Haster, Astir, Panai, Bayayim, Hahu, that's Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. Dafka in such a time was Zeichet to the Nes of Purim, to Lamailam and Adas, to Ador Layoda, and to Vayehudim Hoysa Oira. Ve'ela ha'mishpatim, ve'ela es Rosh HaTevis, la'yehudim ho'yisa o'ira v'simcha. Because this parasha leads us in a normal year to the one Adar, and now to the two Adar, 60 days of simcha we have. Bittul b'shishim, we know that there's the concept of bittul b'shishim. Simcha has the power to remove midas hadin, simcha peiritz gedher. 60 days of simcha in a year when there are two Adars, la'yehudim ho'yisa o'ira v'simcha. To be mevatel the mishpatim, the dinim, the elaham mishpatim. To be mevatel the midas hadin. This parsha is the parsha of Nasa v'Nishma. So sometimes I find it's interesting that many don't know that Nasa v'Nishma is in parshas mishpatim. Nasa v'Nishma is not in Yisrael; it's dafka in this parsha. And the other pasuk tells us that Klal Yisrael, after they heard the Sefer Habris being read, Vayikach Sefer Habris, which is Bereishis till Yisrael, as Rashi says here, and the mitzvahs that they were commanded in Mora, they said, Koil Asha Dibur Hashem Na'ase V'Nishma. Na'ase V'Nishma is total subservience to Hashem, total submission to Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Shehoitzei Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim. The first of the Aseres Hadibrais that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and we are His slaves. Ta'avdun es olikim al hahor hazeh, or as it says in this week's parasha, Va'avatem eis Hashem olikechem. You should serve Hashem and Hashem only. And in fact, in this parasha we have the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, Yeiroya kol zechurucha el penei ha'odoin Hashem, says the Yerushalmi, Eved is potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah because he has another odoin. Ha'adayin Hashem, Misha ain loy ela adayin echad, excluding an eved that has two, because he's a slave to a human being too. And that's the eved ivri at the beginning of the parasha. The eved ivri at the beginning of the parasha denies this concept. He doesn't accept Nasa v'nishma. He has another master, or hafti es adayin. He wants another master. Lo yaitzei chavshi. He doesn't want to be free from his desires. He wants adarab. He wants to be an eved to his desires, an eved to the yetzer hara. Yerushalmi in Kedushin says, the reason that we pierce the ear, Rashi brings, because this is the ear that heard on Har Sinai, Loi Signaiv, or as Rashi brings from the other Chazal, the Delos and the Mezuzah that were witnesses, Hashem says, when I skipped over them to free you and to take you out of Mitzrayim, and I said, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, and you want to be enslaved to someone else, your ear should be pierced. Yerushalmi in Kedushin says, the ear that heard lo yihi elecha elohim acherim. So the Yerushalmi equates the Eved here to an idol worshiper, because he's worshiping someone else. He's not totally subservient to Hashem. He has an Adoin, he has a master. He has a Yetzirah, really. That's who he's really subservient to. That's what he'd rather live such a life. Avda behefkeira nichale. And one might think that such a Jew, there's no tikkun for him. But he gets his ear pierced. Rashi says, which ear? The right ear. One might think the left. No, it's the right. And where did we learn it out from? From the Metzorah. The Chazal equate the Eved Ivri to the Metzorah. It's interesting. It's hinted in the words, V'lokach Adoinov es Oznoi Bamartseya. Martseya has the same letters as Metzorah. Moitzi Ra. The Metzorah is the Poigeim Bris, the one who speaks Lashon Hara, the one who violates the Bris HaLoshon, Bris HaMo'er. That's what the Eved is. The Eved is a Poigeim. This Shabbos is the conclusion of Shoivavim, that even such a Yid can be misaken himself, like Ne'ilah. The Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, everyone is doing tshuva when it comes to Ne'ilah. Everyone is trying to get in the last moments of tshuva. The last moments of Shoivavim is this week, this Shabbos. Okay, but there's an extension this year because it's a leap year, but really it comes to an end this week. And the Torah hints to us that this Shabbos, there's a tikkun for everyone, even for the Eved Ivri. B'she'eris Yisrael, Yisrael Veledniker writes, the Parshas Mishpatim is the tikkun for all the Nidochim and the Nenochim and the Nechsholim. This is the Parsha of Tikkunim. We see in this Parsha all the Mazikim, the Dalet Shomrim, the Arba Avos Nezikin are all in this Parsha here. Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, all the Mazikim, all the undesirables are in this Parsha, but at the same time, the Tikkun for all of this is in this Parsha. The Parsha has 118 psukim equal to the word Chanani, as it says here at the end. It's Chanani Simon. It's a Parsha of Chanina, Chanun, Rachum v'Chanun. Hashem has Rachmanis on us. Vishramati ki Chanun Oni. Ki Chanun Oni is Begematria Ador. Ador is the month of Chanina, a month that the Eibishter has Rachmanis on us, that everyone can come back. And this is why, this is a continuation of Shoivavim. Shoivavim takes us straight into Adar. And in a regular year, and especially in a leap year, Shoivavim takes us into Adar Aleph, to Tilva Purim Katan, and then we go straight to Purim with the Tikkun of Shoivavim. As it says, V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. There's different opinions. Who is Adar? Which Shevet? As mentioned many times, every Chodesh is another Shevet. So who's Adar? So some say Adar is Binyamin, the last of the Shvatim. Adar is the last month. In fact, Binyamin had 10 children. Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Geira, Naaman, Eichi, Roish, Mupim, Chupim, Ord. His last child's name was Ord. Aleph, Reish, Dalet. Oisi is Adar. Ered. Binyamin, Benyamin. It would make sense. Purim is the Yomtif of Mordechai and Esther, who are descendants of the Ish Yamini. Mordechai is the Ish Yamini, descendants of Binyamin, the Yamin. Purim is the Keitz HaYamin, V'samoit L'Goyrolcha, L'Keitz HaYamin, as Daniel ends his Sefer, which is the Sefer of Geula, the Soit HaGeula, Keitz HaYamin, the Oviv Koroloi Binyamin, it says by Binyamin. His mother called him Ben Oini, and his father called him Binyamin. V'kibel ha-Yehudim, it says in the Megillah. V'kibel is Rosh HaTevis. V'aviv koraloi Binyamin. Binyamin is Purim. Binyamin is Ador, according to this opinion. And Binyamin's bracha by Yaakov, Yaakov's last words, in fact, the Shvatim were V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, Rashi says, is referring to Purim. Yechalek Sholol is the Shlal Haman that was given, to Mordechai and Esther. Sholol is B'gematria Shoivivim. After Shoivivim comes Purim. Sholol, after the Shoivavim, where a Yid is Eichet to be Mesakein, and to be Mechalek Sholol, a Yid is Eichet to the Nes of Purim. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol is equal to the words in the Haftarah this week, Likroi Lohem Deror. Purim is Deror. Deror is freedom. Emancipation. Krosem Dror Bo'ores L'chol Yoshveho. Purim is Dror, Mor Dror. Mordechai Min HaTorah Minayin, the Gemara says, and it's not just a play on words, whatever Chazal tells us is precise. The Gemara says in Chulin, Mordechai Min HaTorah Minayin, the same Gemara where it talks about Esther Min HaTorah Minayin, Shenema V'Anoichi Haster Astir, and Haman Min HaTorah Minayin, Shenema Hamin Ho'Eitz, which is the Eitz Hadas, which is the Eitz Gavoya Hamishim Amo, which is the Shah Hanun of Tumah. Mordechai Min HaTorah Minayin, Mor Deror, Deror, freedom from the Merirus, freedom from Amalek, Begematria Mor, freedom from the Shar Hanun of Tumah. Deror, Bo'oretz L'chol Yoshveh, Halikroi Lohem Deror, is Begematria V'la'erav Yechalek Sholol. The last words that were said to Binyamin, who represents Adar, who represents Purim, Yamin, that's the right ear. The Eved Ivri has his right ear pierced, not his left. Why would I think the left? Because he didn't hear the shofar of Matan Torah, this week, last week's parasha, the shofar God, v'kol shofar chazak moy. That's the left horn of the ram of Yitzchak that was blown by Matan Torah. He didn't listen, he didn't hear, it didn't affect him. That's why he wants to remain a slave. So you would think that his left ear should be pierced. Tells us Chazal, the right ear. Because the only way he will be rectified is by when he hears the right horn, which is the shofar gadol. Yitoka b'shofar gadol uba'u ha'ovdim be'eretz Asher, which was the first haftorah that we read in the 6 weeks of Shoivavim. Bimei Achashveirosh is begematria uva'u ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur. That in the time of Achashveirosh, meaning in the time of Purim, when we are zeichet to the nes of Achrus from Hashem, who's referred to as Achrus Vereshus, when even the Achrus has a tikkun, that even the oivdim, even the lost souls that one would think that there is no hope for, those who do the averis that the Zohar says there's no tshuva for, there is. And that's Shoivavim, it takes us straight into Purim. Beginning with Chanukah, straight into Purim, and especially this year when there are two Adars, twice V'higishai, V'higishai El HaMezuzah, V'higishai Adonav Elo Elohim, V'higishai El HaDeles, Oyel HaMezuzah, the Mezuzah is on the right side of the doorway, on the Yamin. Chanukah is on the left, the mezuzah is on the right. Purim is the yom tov that is on the yamin. Netzach, ne'imah is b'minecha, netzach, ki yadua, Purim is netzach, Purim is yamin. Chuasim ha'yitzol ha'netzach, netzach Yisrael ha'yishaker. Every yid is part of Am Yisrael, that is the Am ha'nitzchi. V'am eich kulam tzadikim, tzadik, the midah of tzadik is what's rectified during Shoivavim. And even the Eved Ivri, who has fallen to the depths of Tumah in this area, the Oilam Oishel Yoivel, extracts, takes him out of his Tumah and brings him to the Bechina of Reishis. And even he says, Nasa V'nishma. The Gemara tells us, Mishamayim Hishmato Din Eretz Yorah V'Shakata. This is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peiches, and also in Avoy Dezara, Daf Gimel. The Gemara quotes this pasuk in Tehillim, which says, famous Gemara, Mishamayim Hishmato Din Eretz Yora Vishakota. So the Gemara says that before Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the earth, the universe, was petrified. Eretz Yora, because if Klal Yisrael won't accept the Torah, the world will turn back to Toihu Vavoihu. But Vishakota, it calmed down after Matan Torah. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Eretz Yora, before Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. In Avodah Zarah, he says, V'shakata, the earth calmed, after Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma. So it was afraid before Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, and it calmed down after Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma. Why does Rashi mention the Nasa V'nishma here? The Gemara is talking about Kabbalah's HaTorah, not the Nasa V'nishma, which was the day before that. The Chassam Sofer writes in his Perush on Chumash and Parshas Va'era something very interesting. He says, just like when the world was created, it was created with Midas Hadin. Bereshis Bara Elokim, Midas Hadin. But he saw that the world could not exist that way, so B'yoy Masois Havaya Elokim Eretz V'Shamoyim. Then it says Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, because by the actual creation, Shif Teif HaKadosh Baruch Midas HaRachamim L'Midas Hadin. Says the Chassam Sofer in Parshas Va'era, the same when Hashem gave the Torah. The original intention was that the Torah should be a Torah of Din. Vayedaber Elohim es kol hadvarim ha'elelem. Just like Bereshis Bara Elohim, Vayedaber Elohim. So it's supposed to be Din. And that's what the pasuk says. Mishamayim Hishmata Din. And had the Torah been given that way, which is the Shita of Beis Shammai, and the way it will be in the future, the world could not have existed. That means no tshuva, no tikkun for everyone. If you stray, that's it. There's no shovav. If a person is a shovav, there's no shuvu bonim. If you don't do what you're supposed to, achas dosa elohamis, and that's it. Dafka mitzad midas harachamim, there's a tikkun. And the rachamim is already in the first pasuk of the Aseres Hadibros. Anoichi, first of all, it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is yudkei vavkei. And it was said in the singular, Asher hoitzei sicha me'eretz mitzrayim, tells us Rashi in Parshas Yisrael, to give hope for the chet, for the chet ha'egel, for those who worship the egel. Later, when the Jews worship the egel, it says Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Hashem, "What do you want from them? You didn't tell it to them; you told it to me. You said it in the singular. You said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha. You didn't say Elokechem. You didn't say Hotzei Sichem. You said it in the singular." So Moshe took it as a limud zchus, a saniguria, and klal Yisrael. What greater rachamim? That even the Oyver Avodah Zarah, even the Oyver Avodah Zarah find solace, they find comfort in the first Dibur of the Aseres HaDibros. So the first Dibur is Rachamim Gemurim, the first Dibur, the first two Dibros, two Lo Yeh Lecho Elihim Acherim. And that's Gufo what the Yerushalmi and Kedushin says, that the Eved Ivri did not listen, he didn't hear Lo Yeh Lecho, he didn't hear the Lo Yeh Lecho, and he would rather remain a slave to his Adon, but in the Dibur itself is already a Saniguria for such a Yid too. It was said in the singular, it was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nasa v'nishma has had the power. Nasa v'nishma is the Indian of Torah Lishma. What does Nasa v'nishma mean? Nasa v'nishma means we do whatever Hashem says. It means we don't understand it. So we're not doing it for any schar, we're not doing it because it makes sense, we're not doing it because of any enjoyment, we're doing it because Hashem says so. So says the Sipurno in this week's parasha at the end, Nasa v'nishma. Yismach Moshe says it in Parshas Told us also that Nasa v'nishma is the concept of Torah Lishma. Says the Degel, the holy Degel Machna Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov in last week's parasha, he says that those who learn Torah Lishma have the ability to be mahapech the Midas Hadin into Midas Harachamim. He says, that's what the Mishnah means in Pirkei Avos, the Braisa actually. Amar Rabbi Meir, Kala Oisek B'Toyra L'Shma, Zoycha L'Dvarim Harbe, and there the Braisa enumerates and says, he becomes like a Mayon HaMizgaber and a Nohar She'enoi Poisek. This is all Rachamim, a Mayon HaMizgaber, a wellspring which irrigates. Rachamim, a person who learns Toyra L'Shma, a tzaddik who learns Toyra L'Shma has the ability to bring out the chesed of Torah, but Torah's chesed al l'shoina. So says the Degel Machane Ephraim, he teaches it in the first pasuk of Yisrael, Koyhein Midyan, the Din, a whole Arichas there. That someone who learns Torah l'shma is mahapech the Din, which the Torah originally was given al pidin to Rachamim. So based on what the Sipurno says, that Nasa v'nishma is l'shma. So says the Gemara like this, Mishamayim Hishmata Din. Originally the Torah was supposed to be Din. Mishamayim Hishmata Din. Shamayim is Din. So Eretz Yara, the world, the earth, the inhabitants of the earth, were afraid, we're not going to be able to withstand this. The Torah of Din, the Torah of Beis Shammai, it's not for now. But when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma Dafka, that's what Rashi mentions, Nasa V'nishma, which is Torah L'shma, I mean the ability that Yid could learn Torah L'shma, and they reached this level of Nasa V'nishma. So, Shokata, the earth calmed down, because that means there are those that will be able to learn Torah L'shma, and be Mahapech, the Midas Hadin, the Midas Harachamim. This week, when we come to the conclusion of Shoivovim, we come to the parasha of Nasa V'nishma, the conclusion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was to reach this level of Nasa v'nishma. Yitzias Mitzrayim is begamatria Nasa v'nishma, exactly. The whole behind Si'acha es ha'om mim Mitzrayim was in order that ta'avdun es ha'elaykim, that you would be an Ever Hashem who serves Hashem l'shma. And through that is Mahapech din terachamim, that this Shabbos is total rachamim. The Eilah HaMishpatim, the Zohar says, it's the side of Gilgulim. Gilgulim, the whole idea of a Gilgul, of reincarnation, is rachamim. That a yid, even after he dies, there's a tikkun for him. He can come back again. It's not the greatest pleasure for the neshama to come back. But the fact that there's Gilgul is the greatest rachamim. That there's always a v'layidach mimenu nidach, even the neshamas that were not misakin themselves can come back again and be misakin themselves till today. Today already, as tzaddikim said, we can't rely on Gilgul because this is the last generation. But the concept of Gilgulim is the concept of Rachamim. Galgal achayza ba'olam. That even the Eved Ivri can be zeicha to the Bechina of Gilgul. That means when he's still alive. Obviously one should not rely on Gilgul. It's like saying, ha'ayma echte v'oshuv, echte v'oshuv. Ayma speaking be other last is true. But even in one lifetime, a person could experience Gilgul. As it says, when a person is does tshuva, he can be zeicha to the Ibur of a tzaddik. Therefore, as we enter now the 2 months of Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, the Ibur of the year, the Ibur Hashanah, V'lo Erev Yechalek Shalal, these three words that are connected to Purim, the word V'lo Erev is the Oisius Le'ibur, that when there's Ibur, when there's an extra month, and the purpose of the extra month, as we know, is because of the Miyat HaYoreach, which is the source of all Chatoim in the world. That's why we have to come on to another month, to be mesaking, to be mashlim v'choser, because after a few years, there are days missing. The Pashtus, that's why you have to come on to a Shana Mubaris. So the whole idea of Shana Mubaris is hashlama, is tikkun. And Hashem chose, the Torah chooses Adar to be that month. It could have been a different month. And even if it means pushing off the Chodesh HaGeula, which is Nisan, Nisan is the month of Geula, the Nisan Asidonly Goel. It's kedai that the geula be pushed a little bit so that everyone can have a tikkun. As the tzaddikim said, the reason why it's taking so long, why hasn't Mashiach come already? So that everyone can be there. So that every yid will be there. There'll be no one that'll say it happened too early. The reason why it's taking so long is Hashem wants every yid to be there. The reason why there are two Adars, even though it means pushing off Nisan, which is the Chodesh HaGeula, so that everyone should have a tikkun, even the Eved Ivri, even the one who says, Ohavti as Adoni as Ishti v'as Banai, should also be Zeicher to Likroi Lohem Deroyer. But as mentioned in previous weeks, as we come to the conclusion of Chodesh Shvat, that Shvat, the 11th month, corresponds to the 11th Halleluka of Mizmar Kuf Nun of Tehillim. There are 12 Hallelukas there. And this year we have the double, the last one, Kol HaNeshama Tahalel Kor Halleluka. That's why we say it twice, to be Marbe V'Chodesh HaIbur, twice Kol HaNeshama Tahalel. So the 11th Hillel is Halleluhu B'Tzilzale Surua. So Shvat is the Trua, as mentioned in previous weeks. But the Trua, this Shabbos, it comes to a conclusion here. This is the last Shabbos of Shvat. The last Shabbos of Shvat is the Shabbos of Yovel. The first time the Torah ever tells us that there's a concept of Yovel, where Avodim go free, where even the lowest Jew has a tikkun, is right here at the beginning of Mishpatim, Va'avodai le'olam, olam shel Yovel, which is the dror. And what does it say by Yovel? Va'avarta shofar terua. The whole terua, the whole idea of terua in Chumash, even though we associate it with Rosh Hashanah, of course, Yom terua yiyalochem. But where do we learn out everything that it has to be a shofar and the nine koilas? We all learn it out from Yovel. The source of all of it is the Yovel. V'avarta shofar teruah v'chodesh hashvi be'osar v'chodesh, which is Yom Kippur. And we know shofavim has the kedusha of Yom Kippur, and especially the last Shabbos, which is the Ne'ilah. There are 42 days of shofavim in a normal year. Ve'eila hamishpatim. Ve'eila is begamatria 42. Keneged the 42 oisius and v'yohavtes Hashem aleikecha, which is written in the mezuzah, which is where we bring the eved. We remind him what's in the mezuzah. The 42 words in the ohavta. You shouldn't say ohavti es adoni es ishti v'es bonai, but rather you should channel your ahava to Hashem. V'yohavtes Hashem aleikecha. And the last word is uvisharecha, the sha'ar, the gateway to Chodesh Adar, the gateway to Purim, when we come to the end of Shoivavim. And it's also connected to the 42 words of Ona B'Koyach, which the last word is Talumois. Shavoseinu Kavel Ushmat Hakoseinu Yadea Ta'alumois. Ta'alumois is the 42nd word of Ona B'Koyach. Ta'alumois means Helam Vehester, total concealment. Talumais is Begamatria Ikvasid the Mashiach, which is our generation, a generation of Helam Vehester, of Hester Panam Anoichi Haster Aster, double Adar. Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. And from there we go straight. After that comes Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei L'Olam Voyed. At the conclusion of Shoivavim, the end, Hakol Hoylech Achar Hachitum, when it comes to the end, that's when it's the most powerful. It's so powerful, that's why it can affect even the Eved Ivri. But he too hears the Trua. He hears the Trua of Shvat. Shvat, which is the month of Shoivavim, he's zeicha to hear it and to be, experience the freedom of Yovel. Likroi lohem deror, which is why the Haftarah talks about deror here, especially in a year like this when there are two Adars, which is the only time we read this Haftarah usually, taking us into the double Adar, the double tikkun, the tikkun of Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. Adar, Adar is begamatria deror, twice Adar. 205 plus 205 is 410. That's deror. Deror, true deror, is when there is two Adars. And that's when we read this Haftarah, when there are two Adars. And the reason, therefore, why on Chavdalet Shvat, which this year, Chavdalet Shvat is this Shabbos, the last Shabbos of Shvat, the last Shabbos of Shoivavim, even though there's still tough, there's Truma Tetzave, but really this is the end, is because the whole purpose of Shoivavim, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving the Tumah of Mitzrayim, leaving the Pegamim that originated Mitzrayim, taking us to Yerushalayim. The whole purpose is leaving Mitzrayim, going to Yerushalayim. Uvol ha'ovnim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. That's the goal. The goal is to get to Yerushalayim. In fact, it's interesting, the Baal HaTurim brings down in the last pasuk of Mishpatim, pasuk number 118, Hanani, v'yishkoin k'vayid Hashem. So he quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim where it says, "Vayishkoin b'Yerushalayim la'olam." The last Vayishkoin here, he connects with the Vayishkoin in Yerushalayim. That's the goal. The goal is, which is the last pasuk of Mishpatim, we come to the Siyam of Shoivavim, Nasa v'Nishma. The whole purpose is that a Yid should say Nasa v'Nishma, total submission to the Ratzon Hashem and Eved Hashem, Torah Lishma, which is Mahapach the Din Terachamim, and that's the completion of Shoivavim, Deror, which immediately takes us into Chodesh Adar. That's why on Chavdalet Shvat, Zechariah receives the prophecy of Nichum Yerushalayim. And it makes sense, when we come to the end of Shvat, and we come to the end of the Tikkun of Shoivavim, and especially this year, that's Shabbos Mishpatim, the Shabbos of Tikkun for everyone, Va'avodai Lo'olam, Deror, Ba'oretz, Likrei Lohem Deror, there's the Haftarah of Zechariah, the Nichum, the Nechama of Yerushalayim, Dafka in Chodesh Shvat, and by the end of Shvat, was Zeichet to the Nechama, to the consolation of Yerushalayim, the Tikkun of Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim with a Yud. And it's Yadua that in most places, there's 676 times that it says Yerushalayim in Tanakh. Now, I haven't counted it, but that's what I was told. So I rely on one who told it to me, I think, it was computerized. With LP computer, they figured out that it's 676 times, which is interesting, that 676 is the mispar of Havaya Pa'amim Havaya. That's 26 times 26, is 676. That's how many times it says Yerushalayim in Tanakh. And Kemat, every single one of the times that it says Yerushalayim in Tanakh, it's written without a Yud. Except in Megillas Esther. In Megillas Esther it says, Asher Hogla Mirushalayim Mole with a Yud. That's the Miloy of Yerushalayim. We say, Ir Tzion Temale. Fill the city of Tzion should be full. Yerushalayim with a Yud. The Shleimus of Yerushalayim. Shleimus Hayira. Shleimus Hayira. That's Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is complete fear. Complete fear of Hashem. Hapech of the Eved Ivri, who says, Ahavtias Hadoini V'as Ishti. So he's lacking in his Yira. He's missing. He doesn't want Yerushalayim. He says, Lo Yaitzei Chavshi. I don't want to experience the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. comes this parsha and is Mesaka in him, comes the Yom Tov of Purim, which on Purim we make a Zeicha to Yerushalayim. That's why there's such a thing as Shushan Purim, to remember Yerushalayim. And one who forgets Yerushalayim, it says, Im Eshkocheich Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Davka. The Yemin. Tishkach Yemini is Begamatria Mordechai Esther. Mordechai and Esther were Mesakein the Shikcha of Yerushalayim, which took place by the party. By the party of Achashverosh, they forgot Yerushalayim. That was the tremendous chet of going to that party, which was a celebration of Churban Yerushalayim, Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was the Bechina of in Loya'ales Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi. They didn't remember Yerushalayim, they forgot Yerushalayim. So Tidbak L'shoyni L'chikim L'yaskereichim L'yaleas Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi. The Eved Ivri forgot Yerushalayim. The tikkun of Shaivavim is to bring us to Yerushalayim, to take us to Yerushalayim. And that's why Chavdalet Shvat is that is the nevuah of the Nechama for Yerushalayim, the kinna, the revenge that Hashem takes from our enemies who try to take away Yerushalayim from us, who are trying now to take away Yerushalayim from us, and the Makom HaMikdash. And by us strengthening and intensifying our Yira, our Shleimus HaYira, and Tikkunim in this time, and especially this Shabbos, we can be zeicher to the tremendous Giluyim that will take place with the restoration of the Shechina in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. And in fact, in this Nevuah, in Zechariah says, which was said on Chav Dalet Shvat, Va'ani eheyelo ne'um Hashem choymas eish soviv. That Hashem says he will be a wall of fire around Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will have the best protection. It'll have a wall of fire from Hashem himself. And as the Navi says, prozois teishev Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will dwell without a wall. It will not need a wall. Me'ein choymer, Rashi says. No wall, because there will be no one to attack Yerushalayim. Everyone will recognize that Yerushalayim belongs to Klal Yisrael. When we have Shleimus Hayira, V'nicham Hashem oides tziyayin uvachar oid b'Yerushalayim, we should talk about that this year, Chav Dalet Shvat, this Shabbos, we should experience the Nechama of Yerushalayim, the end of the Tikkun of Shaivavim, the Tikkun HaBris. This week's parasha is the Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Lo Sichrois Lohem, the Lohehem Bris. Bris is not for the Goyim, but Bris should be with Hashem, Hashem only. That was what the Eved Ivri was lacking, the Delis and the Mezuzah. That's where the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila, the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila were sprinkled. The Dam Pesach was sprinkled on the Mezuzah and on the Delis in Mitzrayim, which is the Tikkun for Pegam HaBris, Pegam HaLoshem, which is what the Eved Ivri lacks. So we remind them, we bring them to the Delis and the Mezuzah. We should all be Zeicher to be Mesakan ourselves and to experience why Yehuda Moisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasayin V'Yikor. And in fact, according to one opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Purim is in the first Adar. So we should be Zeicher that Purim Katan, Zeah Katan Gadol Yihyeh. And we should be Zeicher to the Nes of Purim in our time, and immediately Mismach Geula LeGeula, from one Geula to the next, to the Geula HaAmitis V'Hashleima Al Yedei Mashiach Tzidkenu.